file.
Blog Talk Radio.
Well, here we go. Three in a row. Philly, Pittsburgh again. This is Wrestle Talk Across the Country podcast, hosted by yours truly, Mark Mancini in Los Angeles. Ralph Williams out there in Pittsburgh. Bubba Brewer, Smoking Jim's walking the sidelines of the Steelers-Titans game. So unless he calls in, he'll be a no-show today. We are envious of him. He's out there at the Steeler game. We're doing Wrestle Talk, but at least we're warm. He's walking around in 45-degree weather out there. Hope he's got a sweatshirt on. 347-205-9631. If you happen to miss it, an hour goes by quick. blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports Podcast. Platforms where you subscribe to podcasts, powered now by Mancini Media. So as I lay the red carpet down, put the podium in place, we'll start with you, Ralph. I know you and Bubba got the fort down for 40 minutes till I get back in for the last 20 to wrap it. Let everybody know how they can get a hold of you. How are you? And take it away, boys, as this board has gone to 126 now.
Great, Mark. Thank you. We'll see you later on. All right, Bubba, it's just you and me, but you can get a hold of me at RalphWilliams737@gmail.com. And you can also get a hold of me on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, X. And also you can get a hold of me on my YouTube channel as well. And Tuesday nights, 5 to 6 p.m., Beaver County Radio, Ralph Williams, myself, and Smoking Jim Frazier, Sports Corner. This Tuesday coming up, somebody from Amped Up Sports come on. Oh, yeah, we have A.J. Curtis. He's going to come on and talk about the Cleveland Browns and the Cincinnati Bengals because we play Cleveland next and then Cincinnati after that. So we're going to be busy with those boys, the Steelers are. So we're going to be having A.J. Curtis come on from Amped Up Sports to talk about both teams. So anyway, and then start next year, January 2nd, Bubba. Yeah, we go 2 hours. We go 2 hours.
All right, nice.
Beaver County Radio, and I'm all pumped up for January 2nd, the year in sports review, and it's going to be great. I'm the only radio person in the entire Western Pennsylvania area that's having a year in sports review, and I'm dedicating 2 hours to it. So, you know, that's going to be a real interesting show anyway. We're in the First Line Consulting Services Studios. Call them today, 1-877-926-6982. To get all of your website needs. If you need a website, they will build it for you. They will manage it for you, upload your videos, one low monthly price. They even have business pricing. So give them a call today, 1-877-926-6982, First Line Consulting Services Studios. P6 Auto Detailing in New Kensington. Give them a call today, 412-965-6578. Let the experts and the experience of and the professionals at P6 Auto Detailing detail your car. And that number again, 412-965-6578, P6 Auto Detailing. All right, I want to talk to you today about food and travel mobility. Are you handicapped, disabled, use a wheelchair? I do. Have you felt down because you need a power chair that folds up and you can't put it in your car, you can't take it with you? Well, guess what? I can make your life better. Well, I have the solution to your problem to make your life better. Fold and Travel Mobility, the specialist at having the best folding power chairs in the business. Call them today. Call the professionals today at Fold and Travel Mobility, 1-877-GOT-FOLD. That's 1-877-GOT. FOLD and foldandtravelmobility.com. Check out their website. Don't be down. Call today, 1-877-GOT-FOLD. Food and Travel Mobility. All right, Bubba, are you ready tonight for tonight's show?
I'm ready, Ralph. I'm pumped up and ready to talk wrestling and talk whatever we need to talk about.
Okay. You want to tell everybody how they can get a hold of you?
Well, Everybody in America can get a hold of me on the YouTube, on the Triple B Experience podcast show, and also on Spotify, and also on Facebook. I do the Black and Gold, Triple B Black and Gold show. We talk Pittsburgh Steelers. I do Pulp Culture. And this Friday night with the Mega Mania cast panel, we are going to do our WWE Crown Jewel picks Friday night, Facebook and YouTube, live at 9 p.m. And those shows are very entertaining and funny.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. They are very, very entertaining and very funny. Anyway, all right. Let's see. What do we got going on here? All right. Let's talk a little bit about some wrestling stuff here. I'm not unorganized here. I'm just looking at a couple things, Bubba, before we get started.
I want to make sure
we've got all the news we need here tonight here on Wrestle Talk around the country and all over. We're here in Pittsburgh as well. 347-205-9631 is the number to call in and listen to the show. So we'll see where we're going from there. All right. Let's see what we got. Okay. All right. Well, that's all right. Okay. We're going to start off with AEW tonight. I don't have too much anything with Impact, ROH, or NWA tonight, Bubba. So let's get into AEW first. I got some news here about their TV deal. AEW and Time Warner Discovery have not yet reached a new deal. The story I'm hearing is that the NBA might be pulling out. And if the NBA pulls out, they might not have enough money to fund AEW. So if that happens, that's not good at all, Bubba. What do you think of this?
No. I don't think that's good because I'm looking for AEW to go on the Max, you know, the old HBO Max thing, you know what I mean, with some library footage because they're doing sports on Max, and that would be great for us wrestling fans because it might be economically cheaper to get the pay-per-views because the pay-per-views are very expensive and you can base it based on volume, and more people will be able to watch AEW pay-per-views because not a lot of people can afford $60 or $70. You know, so hopefully they get it situated.
I don't buy them. I try to watch some of the replay of some of the footage on. Really? I'm watching the Steeler game, Bubba.
I am too, brother. I know. It's okay.
Oh, come on, man.
It's okay, brother.
Two bad penalties. We just had an unsportsmanlike conduct penalty, too. Yeah.
We're okay.
Yeah, we'll see.
So, I mean, I'm saying with that, though, Ralph, like AEW pay-per-views are very, very long. And sometimes, like during the holidays, say like Labor Day and stuff, they do them like Sunday nights, and they're not over till 1 o'clock in the morning. So it's, you know, God bless America that you got the next day off because who is going to stay up and watch 7.5 hours of pay-per-view wrestling? I love wrestling, but AEW just needs to maybe, you know, do it a little differently, not as long. You know, you got a main event at 12:30 at night. I mean, that's hard to watch, you know. I'm not no young spring chicken anymore.
Yeah, neither am I. Last night, MJF and the Acclaim lost to the Bullet Club, so MJF was unable to get his belt back. But you know what? This is really sad. MJF can't find anybody better. What happened to those people? Remember when he had Jericho had to go through that test, remember? And he fought all these guys. He fought that psycho guy with the bald head, and he fought all these people. Where were these people at now for him to team up with him? He had to team up with those idiots, the Acclaim.
That's a bad – I didn't like that match. I didn't like the Acclaim had to come out and make, you know, tag up with MJF. I love MJF. He's the commodity, the champion. But I don't like how they're doing it. Like, and then Warlow coming up and pushing him in the hallway there last night. It didn't look good. He didn't look strong, you know, as a champion. Nobody's going to come to his aid because realistically, Ralph, nobody can trust MJF, you know.
Yeah,
but
that's true. He had that faction that went down the toilet. You know, he played around with Warlow all those years, you know, in a few years. So, you know, I guess, you know, you're right. It's hard to trust somebody. He has few friends. And
but
you know,
honestly, Warlow, they don't have nothing for him. So I mean, they need something to give him. You know, why don't they just, you know, come together? Or I'm going to be honest with you. Now I know that Hammerstone has left Major League Wrestling. Now back in the day, it was a dynasty with Holiday, MJF, and Hammerstone. Now, if Hammerstone gets signed by AEW and tags up with MJF, that would be super huge.
Yeah, I did hear about Hammerstone and the MLW. I did hear about that. So, you know, now Joey Porter Jr. offsides or something. Oh, come on, man. This is becoming a disaster here.
So it's okay, Ralph.
Well, two penalties on the same drive. Oh, illegal use of the hands.
Well, discipline, you know. But
I think
AEW last night, I think some of their booking, you know, I mean, Moxley came out last night, like, you know, and Orange Cassidy, you know, beating Claudio Castagnoli. I like Claudio Castagnoli. Orange Cassidy is everybody's love in AEW. I mean, do you like Orange Cassidy, Ralph?
Yeah, I like Orange Cassidy, but I also like Castagnoli. So, I mean, you know. And I like Claudio as well, and I like that Blackpool Combat Club. So I mean, you know,
not getting the push anymore. I mean, because you know, Daniel Bryan breaking his orbital. That's a tremendous loss to AEW because they're coming to Pittsburgh on the 25th, and who's in front and foremost, you know, on the marquee? Bryan Danielson.
Yeah. Well, we'll see what happens with him. And where this goes.
That's a bad injury. You can't come back from that. Like, it takes a long time. And I actually worked with a guy that actually got his eye orbital broken, not in professional wrestling, but it was very, very traumatic for him, and he never returned to work ever. Terrible.
Wow.
Terrible tragedy. Yeah, so that eye orbital stuff is crazy. And,
right.
You know,
right.
I'm
sorry, Bubba.
No, go ahead, Ralph.
I didn't mean to interrupt you. Yeah, tonight we're in the First Line Consulting Services Studios. We're talking about AEW Wrestling. Myself, Bubba Brewer, and also we'll be joined later on by Mark Mancini. Currently we have 136 people, even though there's a Steeler game, and, you know, you can watch your Steeler game. Just turn the voice off because you don't need to listen to
these announcers. We're dedicated. We are dedicated.
That's right.
Professional wrestling fans as we are Steeler fans, Ralph. We can multitask and we can talk about wrestling like no other. And you, Ralph Williams, is the hot commodity in the Pittsburgh area, brother. So
I
know
am.
Your
Thank
stuff.
Thank you very much. I'm waiting
You're
for
welcome.
The phone to ring because somebody from Beaver County Radio said to me last week, I know you're waiting for the phone to ring. I said, I am. So,
hey,
you know.
Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. And
I lost his helmet. Oh, jeez. Anyway, Omega and Jericho. How about this team? They beat Angelo Parker and Matt Menard. What's your thoughts on that match?
Well, you know, they've been feuding those times in Japan. You know, Jericho, you know, in his Omega and Jericho tagging up is good. Now, that would be a good tag team to win the titles. Maybe later on?
Yeah.
You don't know?
Yeah.
But look, AEW with Tony Khan booking this stuff, you don't ever know. Ralph, they have so many wrestlers. They just got too many wrestlers. They just got too much guys.
They do. You know, that's like hoarding something or stocking up on something that you really don't need. And, you know, that's what AEW's doing now. They're stocking up on too many wrestlers. But they have two companies and a bunch of shows. I just don't get this, you know, how this could be. You know what I'm saying? And they need to separate ROH. They need to get it out of the way.
I totally agree with you. But also, too, Ralph, if HBO Max can get that stuff and it can stream AEW, that would be the formidable outlet for Ring of Honor because that's another source of show power on Max. You know, they could do that. They could do the Ring of Honor pay-per-views on Max. And then they could do AEW pay-per-views and AEW shows and Ring of Honor category. The library is vast. That's just a no-brainer to put it on Max. Just a no-brainer, just in my eyes, but who am I?
Yeah, I have a real good top 10 tonight, Bobby. You're going to enjoy.
Your top 10 are
quite interesting.
Yeah, your top 10 are something.
yeah, but it's better than the ones I've been getting. So
okay. Okay.
I've had a couple good ones over the last couple of weeks.
Oh, I know you have. I know you have.
Yeah. So, I mean, and then some of the ones I had from before, like, everybody was scratching their head, like, well, where'd you get that one at? You know what I mean?
Right,
you know?
Right. Well, I hear you.
You know, because some of that stuff was
Now, you're still speaking of AEW, like the big show coming out, Paul White coming out, and that was – Paul White should not be he had a great career, but he doesn't need to be on TV. What do you think about that?
Oh, no, he doesn't. He doesn't need to be wrestling anymore, and I know he's friends with Chris Jericho. They've been longtime friends. They were once tag team champions in the WWE. I mean, you know, so I know that, you know, they're close and all, and Jericho needs all the friends he can get right now with this Don Callis crap. I'd like to know
right.
who the other guys are that are big and strong. He said he had guys. He didn't say he had one person. You know, he said, I got friends. You know, so.
Well, he's – Dolph Ziggler could be coming. I mean, you know what I mean? Because they're signing every WWE people to get released. They just – Tony Khan, that's the haven. You're going to get a job eventually. You know, but they just have too much
exactly.
like
– And then, you know, well, like Conan said once. The one year, Conan said that AEW lost $50 million. And he said that
it.
The reason why they lost $50 million was because they had too much of a payroll and they weren't bringing in enough money. You know what I mean? So
right, because some of those shows,
yeah,
well, some of them shows, you see the pictures and stuff, you know, when Sting, you know, announced that, you know, his last tour, the great tour of Sting, which Ric Flair is now a part of and taking the fanfare away from Sting. And
right.
I don't, that's how Flair is. And Flair Station never did that. They just did that to signage. I mean, I like Flair, but sometimes a little bit, I mean, Hogan will be coming out next. You know, oh, my God, can you imagine that?
Oh, yeah. I like the matches that they had at the Full Gear. We're going to talk about the Full Gear pay-per-view coming up November 18th for AEW. They have, so far, it's MJF and a partner to be determined. Now, all of a sudden, he's going to have a partner, and I'd like to know who that's going to be to help him against the Gun Brothers for the ROH Tag Team Championship. I'd like to see that, Bubba. What do you think of this MJF and a partner to be determined?
Hopefully I can predict it because I can't. When I bet on football games, I'm terrible. Hammerstone, free agent.
Yeah.
Him and MJF have a pass, like I said before, and that would be
right.
tremendous. I mean, Hammerstone looks like $1 million. I see him on social media. I mean, he's a brick shithouse. I mean, it's good. And that could be his partner, and they do have a past, and that would be something. You know, calling one of your friends up to help you out in the time of crisis is always good in real life and in professional wrestling.
Absolutely, especially if you have some good old friends, and he needs all the friends he can get because he has to fight Jay White later on that night in the AEW World Championship match. You know how that's going to go. The Bullet Club's going to interfere. You know, I feel bad for MJF on this match kind of because – he really, unless Hammerstone comes out for this match, and I don't know if they're going to be back-to-back, they probably won't be. But, you know, I would like to see him come out and help and back up MJF because this Bullet Club, they're going to be all over the place this match.
Yeah.
And,
I agree with you. Yeah, I agree with you on that, totally.
Yeah, so Hikaru Shida versus Toni Storm. Wow, that's going to be a really good match for the AEW Women's World Championship match. I'd like to know where Mercedes Moné is going to be going. I keep hearing she's coming to AEW. She's going to Impact to be with
nothing of yet. Nothing of yet. Trinity.
Yeah, nothing.
She'll be hanging out with her and Trinity. I haven't heard nothing yet either.
Trinity, I mean,
she would solidify the ladies division. Now Toni Storm's new gimmick, Ralph, is very, very good. Now she has it. She has a character, and she's playing that character. So whoever in the back of AEW helped her out with this character gimmick that she has is actually very, very good. And, you know, if we're making picks, I see Toni Storm regaining the title.
Yeah, that could happen, yes. I see it the same way. Sting, Darby Allin, and Adam Copeland versus Christian Cage, Luchasaurus, and Nick Wayne. I think Sting and Darby Allin and Adam Copeland are going to win this match because of Sting. You know, it's his last and final hurrah, and I think they're going to be winning these matches for that. What do you think?
Well, the heat seeker, Christian Cage, Ralph. Christian Cage right now is the hottest promo stuff since Roddy Piper in my eyes. His stuff is on fire. But here's a scenario that would happen. Sting's last match, probably ever, will probably be against Darby Allin. Because that would give Darby a nice rub, you know what I mean? And if he, you know, maybe Darby Allin turns heel, you never know. Or it's a respect kind of match. But I think that might be Sting's last match. I think Christian Cage, Luchasaurus. I'm not a big Nick Wayne fan. I don't think an 18-year-old kid. Nothing against him at all, but I guarantee there is more and better wrestlers in that locker room that can take that spot with Christian Cage and Luchasaurus. You know, then really, if it wasn't for Jack Perry getting suspended, it probably would have been. But him and Christian Cage feuded, so that wouldn't be. But if they could patch it up, you know, those three could be a formidable opponent. This Nick Wayne guy, I'm just not a big fan of his at all. But I think they'll upset Sting and Darby Allin and Edge.
All right, you oughta call Mata. You got to call Mata. Heating and Air Conditioning, 724-201-0500. Mata Heating and Air Conditioning has geothermal furnaces, radiant floor. They do humidifiers. They do service contracts, heat pumps, air conditioners, snow melt, air cleaners, and UV lighting. Winter's coming up. You need some snow melt. Call Mata Heating and Air Conditioning. You need a furnace. I know furnaces break down. Hey, don't call anyone. You ought to call Mata. You got to call them today, 724-201-0500. Ask for Bill. You got to call Mata Heating and Air Conditioning. Sleep Pittsburgh. I'm here today to talk to you about Sleep Pittsburgh and Homestead. Homestead right on 8th Avenue. If you're visiting the city for the Steeler game and you might want to take a ride out to Homestead right on 8th Avenue there, check out their inventory. You can order online. Also as well, sleeppittsburgh.com. They have no credit check financing, and I got to tell you what a selection they have. Futons, day beds, lift chairs. They have bunk beds. Look, Sleep Pittsburgh for the best sleep tonight. Phone number 412-462-7858. Get the best sleep with Sleep Pittsburgh. All right, Bubba, let's get back to the full gear card here. They added a match. It's going to be Jericho, Big Show, Tessa, and it's also going to be Kenny Omega against the Don Callis family. What do you think of this match?
They're pushing the Don Callis family, and Don Callis family has been going over Omega, Jericho, doing all that stuff. They need to keep pushing that faction as the top heel faction in AEW. So as much as I like Y2J, I do like the Big Show, but he should be more of a talent agent than wrestling. I'm going to go with the Don Callis family due to the fact that's the top heel faction in the company.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I agree with you on that. As much as I don't like Don Callis, but he has a good he put together some good talent.
Yeah, he's smart. You know, he knows what he's doing. He's great behind the mic, and he's good at forming his stable. And he's been like that for a long time.
I remember a couple years ago when he got fired by Tommy Dreamer on Impact.
Right, I remember that.
Oh, was that hilarious? It was either going to be him or Scott D'Amore. And he come on, he said, you know, sometimes, Scott, you don't see the forest before the tree. You see the forest before the trees.
Yeah.
And I started laughing. I never thought that that Tommy had it in him like that. But he was, it was hilarious. And
speaking of AEW, and I'm looking on my laptop right now, and I don't know if you have this news, but I just seen on my ex that Ric Flair signed a multi-deal with AEW.
Thunder. No, it doesn't matter. That's fine because I was going to talk about that after we got done with the full gear card.
I don't know why they would do that, but they're doing it with the energy drink and incorporating it.
And then they're going to be promoting, and then when you go to an event, they're going to be selling his energy drinks.
So, well, and you know what he's going to do, like he did in the Pittsburgh area. He's going to be sitting there, and then for $50, you get an energy drink signed by Ric Flair. So it's going to be an expensive energy drink. I mean, that's how he makes his money. You know.
Yeah,
sorry, I didn't mean to go off kilter, but I just
yeah,
seen that.
It was at the Giant Eagle stores. I remember that. Yeah,
a couple weeks ago. Yeah. Yep.
So Orange Cassidy versus John Moxley for the International Championship match. I think Moxley gets his title back this time. Orange Cassidy's bruised up. He's really in bad shape. So,
so's Moxley, though. So's Moxley.
Yeah.
But I think Moxley will take it because when he won it, he lost it very quickly due to that referee's botch. So I'm going to go, I agree with you, Ralph. Moxley will take it back.
Hangman Page versus Swerve Strickland.
Ooh.
I don't know. This is going to be a close one. This is hard to tell. This one's going to be a toss-up, I think.
You know what? If Smoking Jim was in the house, I see Smoking Jim taking Swerve Strickland, and I kind of like that because they're pushing Swerve. He can talk at a mic, and Hangman Page just doesn't do it for me. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I'll go with Swerve.
Now Cole Holcomb is down, and they got a first down, a 23-yard first down. Wow.
I know. It's crazy. But, yeah, I'm going to go with Swerve. Good on the mic, getting the push. Paige just I can't see him putting stuff on Paige and letting Paige run with stuff anymore. I think they did that earlier in the company. I don't think Paige is belt-worthy anymore, I don't think.
So what's your thoughts on the Young Bucks? I heard they're quite angry with Kenny Omega because, you know, Paige has been doing his own thing, and they wanted Omega to come back and work with them. And he kind of brushed them off. What do you think about that? What do you think? I think they're going to go heel.
They can go heel. They can go face. I have never been a big Bucks fan ever. I just think their tag team, their super kick party, you know, with the 25, 27 super kicks. You know, back in the day when you got a super kick, it was a finish. You know, that's all they do. And, you know, those guys could never go one-on-one with the Legion of Doom in their prime ever. I know it's a different time, but the Legion of Doom is my team. And then FTR and Young Bucks, you know, FTR, I know they dropped the strap, but that was the premier tag team in probably the last 3 or 4 years. But I'm not been a Young Bucks fan. They just use their AEW clout to get what they – And a lot of people like them. I don't. I mean, they might be great guys. I just don't like their in-ring stuff.
Well, yeah, you're right. I met them in person when I used to work security down at Stage AE.
And how they treat you?
Oh, they treated me real good. Cody Rhodes was there. I was guarding them for a what they call meet and greet. There was Cody Rhodes, the villain there. It was and the Young Bucks. And then I also got to meet Tony Atlas because at the time he was working security for ROH.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's, hey.
Yeah, you know, I got to meet Tony Atlas.
ROH used to run Stage AE, and then they used to do the Ross Traver Gardens.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Yeah, you know what? IWC hasn't been there too much. They've been at that Elizabeth place that –
Well,
that's
that Elizabethtown, IWC, speaking of IWC, IWC is the premier federation in Pennsylvania and probably on the East Coast. You know, Justin Plummer runs a great organization. I've been to a couple shows.
I wish he'd return my phone calls, Bubba. I really do.
Because
I wanted to have him
on
a few times. Yeah, see if you can get a hold of him.
I'll try to work my magic, maybe, because I know one of the wrestlers I always talk about, Big Time Bill Collier, is the best unsigned talent. Ladies and gentlemen of WrestleTalk across the country, Big Time Bill Collier is the best unsigned talent out there. Every place he goes, he claims championships. He's 6'5". you know, but I mean, yeah, IWC, I'll see what I can do. I'll try to get a hold of Justin for you, though, Ralph. I'll see what I can do.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I don't mean to say things like this on the air, but I get frustrated when people don't return my phone calls and my emails.
I understand, and you're trying to bring, you know, people to the show here, you know what I mean, to promote their product. Yeah. They do have a great product, and, you know, it would be great for wrestling, ladies and gentlemen, and wrestling in Western Pennsylvania is very, very hot. Very hot. So,
the independents are getting real hot. We got them everywhere now. I mean, you know, I've never seen this before. And I mean,
I know we're getting a little bit off topic, but the independent wrestling, when I started in wrestling, in Pennsylvania, in my area, on this side of the state, there was only like three. There was three at one time, PWX, Steel City Wrestling, and the APWF, which I actually own now, but that was the three, and then everything branches off from everybody else. Now you got 25.
Yeah, so. I know. It's crazy. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's get back into this stuff here. The WWE Wrestling News is brought to you in part by DJ Fun, 15 years of experience in doing DJ work. Call DJ Fun today for parties, special events, 412-545-4317. Book today for next year, because let me tell you, DJ Fun told me if you book this year for next year, he'll give you this year's prices. So which means if you book a party in February, you won't have to pay 2024 rates. You'll pay 2023 rates. So book now. And DJ Fun said he will give you, he already told me he has two people that have booked some dates, and you better hurry because he said his dates are starting to book up quickly. So you better get there, 412-545-4317. Don't delay. Call today, DJ Fun. All right, let's get into the WWE Wrestling News. Now, I have some breaking news I just got today. Crown Jewel may be canceled, okay?
Man.
There's two things that are going to happen here. WWE has two options, I'm told. Crown Jewel may be canceled. They're having bad inclement weather there in Saudi Arabia. Apparently now they may cancel Crown Jewel, or they're going to try to find another spot to take it to. All right. I heard they've been round the clock on the phones for the last 24 hours, WWE, trying to find another spot to have this. So if that happens.
Wow.
They don't want to, of course, you don't want to cancel the event because you know what's going to happen, okay? So you don't really want to cancel those events like that. But that's the breaking news of the day here, all right?
That's big news if that happens. Wow.
Yeah, and I got some other big news. You know me, I always got the big news.
I know, you got the scoop.
Cody Rhodes may not be able to perform at Crown Jewel. Now, here's the rumor I'm hearing. If Cody Rhodes is not medically cleared to fight Damian Priest, it's going to be Randy Orton filling in for him. And Randy Orton will make his return. And guess what this match is going to be about? It's going to be for the case.
Oh, wow.
It's
going to
be
for
the case. Yeah. So it's going to be Randy Orton if Cody Rhodes does not perform, if he can't.
Because I'm hearing stories now,
he may not be medically cleared.
What happened to Cody? I can't.
Well, he's got that ankle injury, and they're saying that he may not be medically cleared to wrestle. So if that's the case,
Well, let me, I mean, I can't remember everything anymore. I'm older. But let me ask you a question about this Saudi Arabia. Do you like it when the WWE goes overseas to these? Because it's just a money ploy. Do you like that?
No,
I don't
like it either. I mean, I realize it's money and it's going overseas. It's a lot of logistics, Bubba. You got to fly over there. You got to set up equipment. You know, when you can't drive with the equipment, you got to fly it over there. You know what I'm saying? You
know,
I think it's a logistical headache, but if they're paying well, hey, I'd take it any day of the week. You know what I mean?
Well, it's all about the green, but, I mean, tomorrow at 1 o'clock is the pay-per-view on Peacock. I mean, you got college football. People in this, you know, people are watching college football. You know, they'll watch the replay.
Yeah.
They're going to watch the replay of Crown Jewel. But I don't like it because it's in the afternoon. It just messes up your whole day. I just don't like
it. Yeah, it does.
And the matches are not – it's not a good show every time they're over there. Now, everybody that's listening to the show, this is just my opinion. And maybe some other people out there have the same opinion as me, and that's why we live in this country. But I just think that they should just do it they're getting that $200 million, and now it's all about the green, but the product is terrible when they go overseas. Now maybe they go to a different country and do something. When they go to England or they go to Germany, or maybe something. But Saudi Arabia, it just doesn't seem, and they can't. The women can't be wearing the stuff that they wear. It's not the same.
Oh, they have to cover up. They can't wear the exotic lingerie that they wear or whatever.
Right. They can't.
They
can't wear their.
They have to go right.
It's
yes. Yeah, it is. It is bad. Yeah. They have to follow a set of rules that are just, at least here in this country, you can, you know what I mean? You know.
Right.
So, yeah. But like I said, that's a shame. If it cancels, it's going to be a devastating loss for both Saudi Arabia and for the WWE. So, it's going to be devastating loss. But I hope they don't. I hope they can find another spot to put them in. And we'll see where that goes. But the Cody Rhodes thing was big news as well. And, I was actually quite surprised when I heard that. But it's good to know Randy Orton's coming back. So, Sami Zayn and the J.D. McDonagh match may be canceled. They're talking about WWE is now talking about, we're up to 467 people.
Wow. Thank you, America.
Oh, yeah. See, I told you everybody can multitask. They can watch the Steeler game and listen to us.
Yep.
But anyway, there we are.
Why,
that's
why,
great.
Why are they doing that with him? Why is that match getting – because that's the opening match of the pay-per-view.
Well,
that's the opening
according to what I understand, they WWE wants to get out of when they go overseas, out of pre-games and post-game and post-conferences. All they want to do is just do the pay-per-view and go home. They don't want to, or something like that. I don't know,
gotcha.
But I heard that match may be canceled, so we'll find out what happens.
That's not going to be a very good match, even if it was on the pre-show.
J.D. McDonagh, he's a bum.
Yeah.
I can't stand
him.
He's nothing. I like what who was it said your lackey there, J.D. McDonagh or something. That was interesting.
Well, I mean, look at it. You had Sami Zayn being in main events, and Sami Zayn with the storyline and the bloodline. Now you got Sami Zayn opening the Crown Jewel pay-per-view. And he was never and that's the second time I think he went over there because, he never went overseas due to, his religion and stuff. He just never did. So
yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he was main event and storylines for a year and a half. Now he's the pre-show. Terrible.
Oh, I know. It is bad. But Bianca Belair is back, and she's going to take on Io Sky. Oh, that's going to be real nice. That's a match that's been added to the Crown Jewel card, and I think that's going to be a really good one there. So, all right. Also, WWE is looking at a possibility of a new legacy faction with Randy Orton hitting it up. Brock Anderson's coming to the WWE and Brian Pillman Jr. What do you think of that?
Arn Anderson's kids needs to get in a better shape. They better get him cut or bulk him or something. He wasn't. I mean, God bless his dad. This new Brian Pillman, what's his Lexus King gimmick. I've been on some shows with Brian Pillman Jr. Nice guy. They sort of got him in shape. He started look. It looks like his dad, but I don't know about this faction legacy with Cody Rhodes with those two guys. I just can't see it.
I remember when Cody Rhodes was in Legacy. I remember that.
Yes,
you know,
I remember that
had,
too. And he wasn't.
Yeah.
He was the third
but it's
wheel.
Not going to be Cody Rhodes. It's going to be Randy Orton to start Brock Anderson and Brian Pillman.
Oh, okay. My bad.
Yeah.
I don't see that. I don't see Randy Orton hanging out with those two either. I mean, Cody Rhodes, Randy Orton, I don't see. Maybe DiBiase Jr.
I think he's
maybe.
Had enough of factions. I think
he
has.
Let Randy Orton take a title run and get that championship and I think get the 16th time or 17th time championship and let, Randy Orton take a title and don't have no legacy faction. That wouldn't be good.
All right. Our next set of WWE information is brought to you by Bon Journey, the cover band in Western Pennsylvania that does Bon Jovi and Journey songs. Tomorrow, Friday, 8 o'clock, Rivers Casino, the Drum Bar. That is where Bon Journey will be. Go there for the best in Bon Jovi and Journey cover tunes. November 3rd, Friday, tomorrow. They will be at the Rivers Casino. November 11th, they will be at the Mercury Lounge in Lakewood, Ohio. And November 18th, Bond Journey will be at the 31 Bar in Bridgeville. That's owned by former Penguin goalie Kenny Reckitt. So there you go. All right.
Yep. Good place down there.
Oh, really? I haven't been down there yet. I need to go down and talk to Kenny. That's what I need
yeah,
to do.
Yeah, I do too. I tried to get him on my show one time, and he's been a busy guy.
Yeah, that's what I heard. All right. Also, I want to talk to you today about draft412.com. $9 a month. That would send you in your inbox a e-magazine of some great skinny on all of these different athletes that could be drafted in all the different major drafts and NBA, Major League Baseball, also the, all different types of drafts. So draft412.com. They also have some great podcasts, Dave Finoli, Joe Kuklis. Oh, yeah, it is so good that they have and what they do have. All right, draft412.com. Okay, let's take a look at, I'm hearing Mr. Stone is not returning to NXT, so there you are with that one. Eric is out for a while from the Viking Raiders. He is having neck fusion surgery, Bubba, surgery.
Yeah, I read that. That's a long, tedious process, and he might not be able to wrestle again.
And Seth not Rollins' sure. date hasn't been determined. We'll be coming to SmackDown, and I'm hearing stories. It's for the Survivor Series to challenge Roman Reigns at Survivor Series.
Hmm.
You know, title, you know how they always do that with Survivor Series. Yeah. All right, Fox executives. Now, here's another piece of breaking news. Well, I knew this was coming. Fox executives have said on a national show that the WWE did not fulfill their financial obligation to Fox, and that the ratings were down in the standards of the contract. So Fox is basically, as you know, SmackDown next year is moving back to the USA Network. So, and then one last thing before we get Mark back on the air, Kairi Sane is making her return. So there you are, folks, WWE News. And that the later portion of that was brought to you by draft412.com. All right, it's now time for Mr. Mark Mancini. Mark, welcome back.
Wow, you guys handled the Ford 500 strong. They're blowing it up. And I know next week I'll be covering the Penguins and Kings, so I sent you guys some notes, figure out when we're going to do the show so we can let the listeners know. And I know you've got your show on Wednesday. We got the Tampa, Bubba Brewers got some shows. So we'll work those things, and we'll let the listeners know next week where to tune in. Whether it be Thursday, 4 o'clock Eastern, we could do that, or we'll catch it on a Wednesday night, and we don't know if it'll be 7 or 8, depending on what time you guys can get in.
Right, I got you.
So we'll figure that one out.
Yeah, we'll email each other on that one. But
we'll
go ahead, Mark, do you have any comments?
Yeah, let me bring about a few of them to the forefront. Dalen coming in says about the crown jewel with all the problems in the Middle East and everything, this looks like it's going to be a complete shutdown. They don't think they're going to go off with this. He's heard your comments on it, and he basically says, I think it's a no-show. I'm not a big fan of the WWE going to these countries where there's big problems. It just leaves a lot of things open where the United States can't really protect these guys. I'll comment on that, and I wouldn't go. I mean, we talked about this before on a show that Sami Zayn didn't want to go a few months or a year or so ago. And if I was in the WWE, I would not go to the Middle East. I'm just going to tell you that right now. I wouldn't feel comfortable.
I wouldn't either, Mark.
Bubba. Yep. I look at it like this, Bubba, and I'm sure you probably agree with me on this, Ralph. They can tell me all the protection they got. But, you know, how much protection is enough protection when you're going into a foreign country like that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I agree with Bubba. And we had this discussion before you came on the air, Mark, before. I really don't like the idea of going overseas at all. Like I said to Bubba, it's a logistics situation. You got to fly all the equipment over there. It's a mess. And I'm hearing stories now, and that was some of the breaking news that I always have, and one of it today was that they may cancel this because I don't think they're really looking at the security issue there, Mark. I was told there's some bad weather going on over there, and they don't think they're going to be able to do it at the location they want. They're going to try to get under some roof somewhere else. So we'll see where that goes. So, I mean, you know,
wow.
It may be canceled, but who knows? If it is canceled, that's no sweat off my back because Bob and I were just talking about how Saturdays are for college football. We like to watch college football. You know, I mean, you know, even though we know Pitt's going to stink up the joint this Saturday against Florida State, but still, you know, we can watch the other games. You know what I mean? You know, so,
but,
you know. But
guys, look at it this way, guys. This Saudi Arabia stuff, this stuff has been going on for the last 3 weeks. I would have canceled it, made it a U.S. show. You would have sold tickets probably quicker than you could count, you know, the dollars and just make it in the U.S. and the pay-per-view would be still going strong and just call it a different pay-per-view with the same matches. You know, I think that would be a little better than going over there. It's too crazy over there right now to do anything.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, you're
not
right,
only
you're
that,
right.
you know. Yeah, exactly. Getting in some of these things, even if it did go off, it's really interesting with the whole rains thing, and you know, a lot of we talked about that yesterday in Tampa, Ralph, and we got to get Bubba Brewer on that one too because what a great show Peter puts on in Tampa. But, you know, the whole thing is, and we talked about the Gunther thing, and I know we can agree to disagree, and I was going back and forth with Peter on this. To be the Intercontinental Champion, yeah, I don't care how long you hold the belt. You're not better than the Honky Tonk Man. I just think the whole persona, I think the whole thing, the Honky Tonk Man came in, presented the whole thing with Jimmy the Mouth of the South Heart. Gunther just doesn't have it. I don't know what he's lacking. Maybe it's those other lackeys he's got, the ones that look like they came out of the Thunderbirds or something, Muppeteers or whatever. But it doesn't look right, doesn't feel right, and you know the guy's a lackey.
Don't smell
I mean,
right.
He's just been he has been beating retreads, and these retreads and bottom feeders that he's been taking apart to get that belt. I think it's a new thing with the WWE. Let's the belts, you know, they're trying to justify the old days in wrestling. And try to make these guys like those guys, but come on, man, let's not kid ourselves. There ain't no Rick Rudes walking around here. There's no Jake the Snakes. I mean, you got 5-6 guys, and you know, like we talked about it yesterday in baseball, you can stand there and make pizza boxes look like domino boxes, and throw two throws over and let a guy steal a base and break Ricky Henderson's record. But these guys ain't Ricky Henderson and Lou Brock.
But
Mark, we'll give it over to Ralph. Boy, what a show is. We're going 540.
Nice.
Wow. We might make 600 tonight. We still got time, you know.
Yep.
But anyway, guys, I got a top 10, and the top 10 tonight is brought to you by Hillcrest Farm in Richmond, Ohio, 740-346-5442 or 740-632-2894. Or you can email them at hillcrestfarmsohio@gmail.com. And they have a website, and they're now shipping, folks. They're in Richmond, Ohio, which is right up the hill from Steubenville, 45 minutes from downtown Pittsburgh. Check out their website, www.hillcrestfarmsohio.com. They are shipping, and you can check out their Facebook page at Hillcrest Farm and Beef. They have some really good package deals. The best one, I'm going to introduce you to the roast box, $200. You get 7 roasts, which means you can have 7 Sunday roast dinners, and then you get 30 pounds of ground beef. You know what you can do with 30 pounds of ground beef? You can do a lot. So you get 7 roasts, 7, plus you get 30 pounds of ground beef, and they have a ground beef box at $95. You get 20 pounds of ground beef. You can't beat that deal. Get out to Hillcrest Farm. Call them today. Those numbers again, 740-346-5442 or 740-632-2894. Check out their website, www.hillcrestfarmsohio.com. They are shipping. And check out their email if you want to email them for directions. That number, or that is hillcrestfarmsohio@gmail.com. Hillcrest Farms, Richmond, Ohio. All right, you guys ready for this top 10? I got a real good one tonight. Ready, guys?
I'm ready.
All right. The top 10 wrestlers who hate Hulk Hogan.
Oh, there's a lot of them.
Yeah.
And this is by the Wrestling Archivist. All right, so
I can imagine.
Number 10, Macho Man Randy Savage. Okay.
Yeah.
Number 9, Bret Hart.
Yep, cost him a title.
Number 8, Scott Steiner. And you know him and Steiner were in the NWO together. Yeah.
They don't like each other. Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah, let me talk to you. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Number 7, Stone Cold Steve Austin. Wow.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, back in the day when Stone Cold first got into wrestling, he fought Hulk Hogan a few times, and I guess they don't get along. So, you know.
Mm.
Number 6, Shawn Michaels. Remember when Shawn Michaels was going up against Hulk Hogan, and he was on one of the shows, and he imitated Hulk Hogan dressed up like him and everything?
They wrestled in SummerSlam, and he oversold Hogan's thing, and he oversold it, and that made Hogan mad because he was overselling every shot that Hogan did, and it looked over the top like a kick or a punch, and he flew 7 feet. He was just making fun of Hogan, and Hogan was just not happy with that.
Oh, I know he wasn't. I know. All right, next, let's see here. All right, Kofi Kingston, number 5.
Wow.
You know, I bet you of the slur, the racial slur he did many years ago. All the New Day have no time for Hogan, probably not.
That's weird. Wow.
All right, we're at 564 people. So there you go, guys, folks. Thank you for listening. Number 4.
Because that stuff comes back to haunt you, man. Now, you know, can you imagine social media back in the mid-80s? Oh, my God.
Yes.
There'd be a lot of people in trouble.
Oh, absolutely. Number 4, Vincent Kennedy McMahon.
Wow. But also, too, without Hulkamania, the WWF would never be the WWE without McMahon. And it's like peanut butter and chocolate. It wouldn't go.
You know,
wow,
if you talk to people these days, guys, Mark and Bubba, you talk to a lot of older people these days, like in their 60s or whatever, or even our age in the 50s and whatnot. The only thing they say, they don't watch wrestling anymore, and they come back to the Hulk Hogan times. That's what everybody says.
Get back to what Mark was talking about, you know, the Intercontinental Championship, about the Honky Tonk Man. Ralph, those guys, those wrestlers in the 80s, those were characters, and people looked up to those characters, and they could talk, and they could do promos. They can't do that now. That's why I agree with Mark about the Honky Tonk Man. He could cut a promo, and him, you know, carrying the title and being a heel. Gunter's great in the ring. He just doesn't have that promo ability to do. He's not a talker, and you got to have all the tricks of the trade. But I agree with Mark on that. You know, so yeah, I
okay,
can see
guys,
the old
number.
Stuff.
Number 3, the Ultimate Warrior.
Yeah, I thought that'd be number 1.
No,
yeah.
Where do you see who number 1 is?
Where do you see who number 1 is?
Did you ever see the Ultimate Warrior when he's going off on those kids when he's like lifting weights and he's just cursing at them and just going off? The Ultimate Warrior was a strange individual. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was. He was weird. Do you know Jim Hallstrom, who was the Ultimate Warrior? Do you know? When he got out of wrestling, he went out on a speaking tour and talked against wrestling. Do you know that?
Yes.
He never got back into wrestling again until the Hall of Fame. And then when he did get back into it, he died. You know, the day after.
I mean, I think he knew he was sick. And I think the opportunity to be in the WWE, to get the ring, to get the presentation in front of his daughters and his family was the bow, you know, that ended up in the box. And it's just a sad day. You know, he was going and he passed away with a heart. But also, too, when you do a lot of that stuff back in the old days, it comes back to haunt you.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. Number 2, my man. I think he should run again for president. Jesse the Body Ventura.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you know why? Because Jesse was going to unionize and Hogan ratted him out.
That's why Jesse. Yeah, that's why Jesse does not like him, because I mean, you know what I mean? Because he wanted to unionize, and back in the mid '80s, and Hogan went to Vince. You know.
Oh my God.
Well, you know
what?
In all those things, and we're down to like 5 minutes and change as we wind this thing down. But the big shocker is Bret Hart, because I thought, you know, he'd have a lot of respect, or maybe Stone Cold. It's kind of hard. I can see the Macho Man, the whole Elizabeth thing. Maybe that thing went a little too far. Or the Ultimate Warrior, and you know,
well,
Jesse the Body
well,
Ventura,
Mark.
The jealousy. Yeah.
But the Hitman got screwed out at that WrestleMania when he lost to Yokozuna, and they brought Hogan out and he took the strap, and he never got the rematch of Hogan versus Bret the Hitman Hart. That never happened. Hogan played politics,
well,
you know, and that's probably
why
he
didn't like him. Well, it was a Montreal screw job as well for Bret Hart against Michaels, too.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, number one.
That was the whole thing where I think Bret Hart was going to WCW, and, you know, and all of a sudden the belt came off and had the whole thing in Montreal.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and I said this many times. I think Bret Hart was angry because he had to go to WCW, and I think he didn't like the idea of Hogan being there. But he had to go to WCW because he had no choice in the matter after he got screwed by Vince McMahon. You know, so,
but also, too, maybe
you know,
he wished he stayed in WWE because maybe Owen would
yeah.
still be alive.
Yeah, that's another story.
Terrible,
too,
tragic,
for another
terrible,
day.
Terrible, terrible.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Who's
okay,
number
one?
As we wind this thing down, a sure shot for the week. And you can broaden the horizons if you want, as we're down to 4 minutes. Ralph, we'll start with you. Give it over to Bubba. I'll take it, and we'll wrap this thing great show up. Man, an hour, and we have hit 583.
Nice.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay,
Who's the number one wrestler?
Here's the number one wrestler, The Undertaker.
Never
would
wow. have seen
wow. The Undertaker. Also, I promised you folks at the last show that I was going to share a cab story every week of my experience with wrestlers in the cab. And the one story I want to share is I got an order at the airport Marriott, and I was coming in from the airport. So I go to the airport Marriott, and it was for Paul. So I pull up with the cab, and would you guess it was for Paul Bearer and Henry Godwin, okay?
Nice.
And The Undertaker was
wow.
there. And
nice.
The Undertaker had to stay to book the rooms, but I took Paul and Henry Godwin into the city. What happened, guys, was they went out to our old – they were passing our old terminal coming in Business 60 with their car, and they hit a deer, and the deer ruined their car, and they had to walk all the way from near the old airport or have the shuttle come and get them and take them to the airport Marriott. So there you
wow.
go, guys. There's my one wrestling thing with the cab.
Let me ask you something, because in real fast, was Henry Godwin still in his overalls?
No, he was in regular clothes that time. And that night, it was at the Civic Arena, and I think it was a pay-per-view or something, and The Undertaker was fighting Mabel for King of the Ring.
Oh, my God, Mabel, yeah. Hey,
remember
we'll
Mabel?
Off with, yeah, I remember Mabel and Mo and Mabel.
Yeah. Yeah.
Terrible.
What was their names? What was your tag team?
Men on a Mission. Men on a Mission.
Man on a Mission.
And it was a mission
That's
just to have them in a ring. They were terrible.
Well, hey, Bubba, let me give it over to you. Give me a sure shot, and then we'll wrap up the great show with you, and let everybody know how they can get a hold of you. Give me a sure
well,
shot,
a sure
and give it over to Ralph.
A sure shot is the Steelers probably might not get a touchdown again tonight. but I could
wow.
be wrong, and I hope I am, because Matt Canada went from the press box to the field now. So I don't know, but that's my sure shot. Hopefully, you know, we can get another touchdown.
Oh,
let's go
good,
that way.
Good,
I'll
good,
positive.
Good. We got a
I'll
personal
think positive.
Foul against,
I'll think positive.
Personal
and,
foul against Tennessee.
Everybody can get a hold of me at the Triple B Experience on YouTube and Spotify, Facebook. Check me out. Hit like, subscribe. And once again, always a pleasure to be on the show, guys. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I can't wait for next week with you and Smoking Jim Rome in the sidelines. Maybe he wants to get in. Maybe he's telling Tomlin, let me get into the game. Ralph, give me a sure shot. Let me know how we can get a hold of you. I know tomorrow we'll reconvene on the Eternal Bum, 11 o'clock Eastern, 8 o'clock Pacific.
Yeah, you can reach me at RalphWilliams737@gmail.com. You can also reach me at LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, X platform. And you can also reach me at YouTube. I have my own YouTube channel. And Tuesdays on Beaver County Radio 99.3 FM, 1230 AM, live on Facebook, YouTube, on the Beaver County Radio Facebook and YouTube channel. So this Tuesday we have AJ. I'm sorry, hold on a minute. Yeah, AJ Curtis coming on from Amped Up Sports, and he's going to talk Cleveland Browns and Cincinnati Bengals. And I'm working on getting a national guy, or working on the local high school guy to come on because we have high school playoffs here in Western Pennsylvania.
Wow, good job across the board. And Jesse coming in from Rialto says, guys, Thanksgiving, I'm sure you guys are going to probably archive that one. Yep, Jesse, we're going to figure out that week. I know it'll be a short week, so we'll figure on that one. We'll play that week around, but, you know, we'll get on another day or something just to keep it going. So Thanksgiving will fall on a Thursday. He's telling me it's 3 weeks from today. Yep, you're exactly right. Well, 3 weeks from today, Thanksgiving.
Hey,
favorite
guys.
Holiday of the year, hey, guys. Yeah.
Hey, guys, real quick here. Broderick Jones twice tonight pulled and opened up a hole for a running back.
Wow. Hey,
well,
my sure shot of the week.
Let me
tell you my sure shot of the week real fast. The Penguins are going to sweep the road trip. They'll start out in San Jose. Then Tuesday they'll be in Anaheim. Thursday they'll be in L.A. I'll be covering it. So those.
I hope you're right.
Yep. Yep, I'm going to stick with it. They've had a disastrous homestand winning against Colorado, dropping Dallas, Ottawa, and Anaheim. Four, Ralph Williams, Bubba Brewer, we miss Smoking Jim, roaming the sidelines in Pittsburgh, watching the Steelers and Titans. Yours truly, Mark Mancini. Catch this archive version as we approach the 593. We'll talk to you next week. We'll let you know what day, Wednesday or Thursday. Till then, have a blessed one. Stay safe, guys. And thanks for tuning in.
To help control the pet population. Help.